This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on QS World Future Skills Index, India's strides in digital skills. The participants are Subimal Bhattacharji, political analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Shri Subimal Bhattacharji, who is a political analyst, and today we would be discussing about India's second rank in the QS World Future Skill Index, which is published by the UK-based education firm QS, on the preparedness of jobs and employer needs for AI, digital and green skills. Mr. Bhattacharji, a warm welcome to you on the discussion.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Bhattacharji, let's begin by looking at the reason why we are at second rank in the QS World Future Skill Index. The score is 99.1. As far as this particular parameter is concerned, how did we go about achieving this second rank, even though the overall rank is 25th?
This is a momentous step, I would think, to get this recognition in such a short time. And getting the second rank for digital skills ahead of Canada and Germany and just following the United States is quite a big feat, because the areas in which this is being looked at is generally futuristic. It's on the digital areas, the artificial intelligence, the green technology, and in all of these areas, India, I won't say is a late starter, but the momentum has come just in the recent decade or so, that efforts to skill our people, to reskill them, to be able to be gainfully employed for the emerging opportunities, where we are at the cusp of a situation where many of the traditional industries are getting refocused on their roles and activities with the infusion of technology. And so the people who are doing the work, the basic skills that you require for them were also needing a lot of change. And a large country like India, where you have a huge number of the youths who are still looking for jobs, this whole efforts around skilling has got a lot of these youngsters, new jobs, jobs that motivate them, because anything around technology, whether it's the digital technology or even now the artificial intelligence, that's very challenging and that's very exciting and interesting. So skilling at one hand, of course, is enabling to get the jobs, but it's also keep them motivated to be able to look beyond the horizon, you know, in terms of reskilling themselves as and when needed.
So, Mr. Bhattacharji, clearly, skilling is very important. Being job ready for the demographics of our country, the youth who are looking to enter the labor market gainfully. Could you tell us the industry that they are targeting for their future skills?
Absolutely. We have been able to understand this. We have got a lot of policy support from the governments, and to motivate the different state government, the various agencies, the educational institution, right from the universities down to the vocational institutions, and even orient the students right from the early middle school level to be able to look at technology in terms of skilling themselves. So a lot of people have been able to get success out of it.
Which are the industries that are being targeted for future skilling, sir?
You can say the whole breadth of the industry would require skilling and reskilling, but I would still pinpoint and say that the overall electronics and IT industry has great scope. The emerging artificial intelligence industry, that again has its own scope. And then everything around climate and green technologies, they have a lot of scope. So if you come to the electronics and IT industry today, you see a lot of the devices that get manufactured right up to the semiconductor chips. In all of these areas, you don't require the very highest level of skills, but you require people with basic skills who are able to do. So there are many opportunities even in this area, where if you look at the mobile devices, if you look at the other handheld devices, if you look at the laptops and all, in the last 5 to 7 years, this country has been able to not only be producing these devices for usage in the country by the consumer, but also India is now exporting. Company like Apple manufacturing is iPhones in India. So these are skills that have been honed in the last 7 to 10 years, and now they are part of the normal routine industry setup that has happened in this. And now you are looking at the semiconductor industry, where the government is giving a lot of attention. Already a few semiconductor industries are being set up at various levels. Even one is being set up in Assam, where the Tatas have invested, and a lot of people have been skilled from that region also. So a region like northeastern part of the country, which was considered to be backward, but this government has given a lot of attention, as a result of which you are seeing people getting skilled in this area. Then you look at the green technologies. You know, today climate is a big issue. Everyone is looking at how to preserve the climate and the ecological balance and not allow it to degrade. So in that, there are a lot of green technologies that is coming up. So these are areas where you require a lot of skilled force specific to the jobs. These are very direct opportunities that are emerging. And at the same time, you know, the traditional industries where you now run them using digital technologies in the form of Internet of Things or many other avenues by which basically tech and computing runs this. Even in this area, you require people with skilling. So I think these are the things in which the QS World Future Skills Index have picked up. And mind you, it's a big thing because many of the big companies and big countries who have been looking at tech for more than 2-3 decades, now they have also not attained that level of future readiness as this index has shown, how India has progressed to be future ready. So I think somewhere many things are going right. The momentum has to be kept up. The government's policy support has really been good.
Mr. Bhattacharya, could you tell us the role of NSTC, the National Skill Development Corporation under the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, and SIDH, Skill India Digital Hub, which offers free courses and schemes of IT, digital marketing, coding, and AI?
Both these organizations at the highest level have been able to give the right policy and the implementation focus, spanning the whole of the country, that involves not only the different arms of the central government, but also the various state governments. Employment and gainful employment always remains a very important part for any of the governments, even from a political point of view. And you would see that everyone mentions about, you know, how many jobs you are creating, what kind of jobs you are creating, are you able to get people jobs that pay them well. The larger policy support has been given by the National Skill Development Corporations, and then deep dive it down to implementing it through the various organizations, primarily the educational institutions and the vocational institutions. So I would think that they have done very good work in that. And then at the same time, the efforts to provide free skilling to people across the length and breadth, including people from backward classes or to the women folk and other dedicated groups, that have been really useful, because on the ground you have seen that these have produced results, and many of them have got gainfully employed in all these few avenues that I just mentioned in the recent past, particularly, you know, around the electronic manufacturing industry that has emerged here.
Mr. Bhattacharya, there are multiple parameters by which India is able to get that second rank when it comes to the QS World Future Skill Index on the preparedness of jobs and employer needs for AI, digital and green skills. Could you tell us that in terms of skills fit, academic readiness, we are well ahead, as you mentioned earlier. What about the future of work and what type of economic transformation are we looking at? You mentioned about industry and how they're also adjusting according to modern needs.
You just mentioned about the skills fit and the academics readiness. And when this QS ranking has happened, if you looked at the skills fit part, they've looked at the alignment between the workforce skills, employer demands, and on the academic readiness, how higher education's capability to prepare students for future skills were factored in even in their ranking. Now, if you look at the future of work, what is the job market available? What is the readiness for the skills that would be required for those job markets, how the digital AI and green technologies would shape up in the foreseeable future, what is the level of skilling that is required. I think these are some of the points on which work has happened in this country and some level of has been demonstrated on the ground. There hasn't been any vacuum. I just mentioned about the Tata semiconductor plant that has been set up in Assam, much outside the capital, Guwahati. Now, if you look at the northeastern region and even Assam, which was perceived as a disturbed area for many years, now youngsters have been skilled. More than 10,000-15,000 people have been already skilled, and the availability of youngsters have been there who could be skilled for high-end activity. So I would think that that kind of ecosystem is there in the country. It had to be discovered and put in place. It has been possible because the policy support from the top to the academic level that has happened. The economic transformation, where the capacity for innovation and sustainable growth remains a very important factor. I think that in whole, all of that economic or transformation, youngsters find an opportunity because of the requisite skilling, because of the relevant skilling and reskilling in many cases. We have had two major epochs, you can say, in the history of this country, when banks were computerized and now everything is moving away from the normal computing, artificial intelligence. There you will see that there were a lot of apprehensions, you know, that jobs are going to go away and everything, but it became the other way in the case of banking, where more people got jobs because reskilling happened in that part. And now even when we are going to look at artificial intelligence, there also we are already seeing that people are trying to reskill themselves. Very simple thing is about the, you know, prompt engineering that is mentioned about. Now, so many people have started getting into the prompt engineering skilling, and that itself is generating now a lot of jobs. So I think the understanding is there politically, and then it is being driven down through the whole academic industry system, and they are also benefiting from it because there is economic value which is adding to the transformation, and all this is happening in a very synchronized manner.
Mr. Bhattacharya, I would like to ask you, what is the role of the National Education Policy, NEP, and the role of higher education collaborating with industry and academia?
If you look at the National Education Policy, ever since it has been implemented now for the last 4 years since it was announced, the focus has been to the curriculum to be able to provide the right kind of knowledge so that people can be gainfully employed and people can pick up the right skills that they feel they would also be able to contribute, perform, and before that learn in the way they want it. So I think that has been really good. The higher educational institutions have now also been reoriented across the country to be able to focus on the next emerging jobs. You would see that along with history and geography, if not lesser, now more people are coming and learning the basic computing skills. So whether it is the hardware areas or whether it is the basic software areas or even app development, that skilling is happening and people are taking those courses and all. So not only the higher education institution, even at the middle school levels also, now people are orienting themselves. People are understanding that there is an opportunity to be able to look away from the traditional areas where everyone went.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shubhimul Bhattacharya, for being with us on Akashvani and talking to us in detail. India's second rank in the QS World Future Skill Index, which is published by the UK-based education firm QS, on the preparedness of jobs and the employer needs for AI, digital and green skills for the youth in India.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on QS World Future Skills Index, India's strides in digital skills. The participants were Subimal Bhattacharya, political analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR.